Hi, I'm Roslyn Cox, Acting Course Director and Lecturer in Communication at Charles Sturt University in Bathurst. I recently challenged my students to produce a pilot segment for a podcast. As you listen, you should note that these are mostly first-year students in their very first session studying communication at Charles Sturt Uni. The students had to come up with an idea for a compelling and worthy story, do the background research, record the interview, and create their pilot podcast to share with you. I'm very excited and proud to give you this sneak peek at some of our future media storytellers. In this episode, Dusty Fitzpatrick takes us into the world of boarding students at One Central West School and the unique challenges for the teachers caring for young people who are a long way from home.
It's 3:20. Students are getting ready to head home for the day. But for some, instead of jumping onto a bus or into a car, they're making the 500-metre journey to their home away from home, the boarding house. For 40 weeks out of the year, these students spend every waking and sleeping minute on school grounds, apart from the occasional trip into town or to their families, who are sometimes thousands of kilometres away. For the last 2 years, Matthew Oakes has made the boarding house of this school in the Central West his home. He's there 52 weeks out of the year, 40 of those spent while looking after over 50 boys ranging in ages from 11 to 18, all while teaching classes. Matthew says it was quite an adjustment to move into the boarding sector.
You kind of think, oh, it'll just be like running a school camp, but it's not even like that. It's a really, really different thing. And teaching in a classroom is one particular set of skills to get the students to do what you want, but getting 50 boys to all go to bed at the same time, that's a really particular set of skills required to do that, and you don't, no one inherently has those skills, so you have to be taught them and develop them and learn all the tricks of the trade.
For boarding staff, their work and home life are often one in the same. It's a 24/7 role.
People say, oh, sometimes it feels like I live at work. I quite literally do live at work, so my residence, where I live domestically speaking, is on the site of my workplace. If you try to have those, I suppose, hard boundaries, it won't work, because the fundamental fact of boarding school is the kids don't go home. They live here for 40 weeks of the year, nights, weekends, and so you're going to have interactions with them all the time.
Drawing the line between this idea of home and work life can be daunting for staff members as they enter their new living situation.
I think you also just have to get really used to the borders being around you and around your home, not in your home, but next door. And, you know, you go out to put your washing on the line and expect to see borders. And they will lean over the fence and have a chat to you. And that thought would kill some people, that no, work life, it has to be separated. But I guess you just get used to integrating the fact that I'm at home doing domestic stuff, but in the course of me doing that, I'm possibly going to have some exposure to work.
These staff, people like Matthew, look after thousands of students across the country who are sent away for a variety of reasons. Many remote students attend with the hope of obtaining better opportunities than they would in their own hometowns or on the stations they grew up on. And the staff, like Matthew, encourage and support them as they make their journey through high school away from home.
You've been listening to a pilot podcast produced and presented by one of our very talented Charles Sturt University communication students. Right from the start of their degrees, our students are encouraged to use their own instincts and identify worthy stories for diverse audiences. We hope you found today's episode interesting. Your storyteller was CSU communication student Dusty Fitzpatrick. The episode was produced for 2MCE by David Cameron. I'm Roslyn Cox, Acting Course Director and Lecturer in Communication at Charles Sturt University. Thanks for listening.